WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Thacker. A deadly explosion at a military-grade explosives manufacturing plant about 50 miles west of Nashville. 18 people who were there when it exploded are now missing. The investigation into a cause is expected to take some time. As the government shutdown drags on, some 4,000 workers and seven government agencies will see reductions in force, according to documents in a union lawsuit. Meanwhile, no end in sight to the shutdown. The Senate won't be back till Tuesday. President Trump announcing a deal between the U.S. and a pharmaceutical giant.
AstraZeneca, the largest pharmaceutical manufacturer in the United Kingdom, is committing to offer Americans major discounts on their vast catalog of prescription drugs. One of the great companies, by the way.
AstraZeneca has also agreed to build a manufacturing facility in the United States. The U.S. deploying about 200 troops to help with the post-war transition in Gaza and monitor the ceasefire. Palestinians slowly returning to northern Gaza. This is ABC News. Attorneys for Harvey Weinstein allege in a new court filing that two jurors who voted to convict the disgraced movie producer of sex assault in June said they regret their decision and were bullied into it. The lawyers are seeking to overturn the conviction. Judge Curtis Farber gave Manhattan prosecutors until November 10th to conduct their own investigation and file a written response before he rules in December. Outside of Chicago, U.S. Senators Tammy Duckworth and Dick Durbin visited the immigration processing facility in Broadview that's drawn protests for weeks.
What I've been saying to protesters, to people of Chicago, be kind to the guardsmen and women. They're here against their will. They're here because they were activated to come here.
Senator Durbin says four times he and Senator Duckworth have asked to tour the facility and got no response from ICE. A United Nations agency says postal traffic to the U.S. is down about 70% since the de minimis exemption ended 5 weeks ago. It spared low-value packages from duties and taxes. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stand-up comedian, Mr. Jim Flanagan.
Can I tell you my Culver's hack? I always get the kids meal because it's everything you want. I don't have children.
Right.
So I'm just pretending I have like a 9-year-old named James in the back of my car.
I'm not proud of this, but I'll go through a drive-thru like a Taco Bell. I'll act like I'm on the phone and go, what else did you want? Okay. But it's all just for me. It's like six tacos, nachos, Bel Grande, and I can mouth through all of that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Game 5 tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It's the Brewers and Cubs at American Family Field to decide their National League Divisional Series. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked about returning to Milwaukee for one final game against the Cubs.
You guys had the first two. They've had it the next two. Going into a winner-take-all game five, how do you guys get that momentum back on your side?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that you can't force. You know what I mean? Momentum in baseball happens based on what's on the field. The Cubs earned it. They had their backs against the wall, and they played great these last two games. They pitched great. They played great. They played great defense. They hit in the clutch. They hit homers. They're built to be great, and they played great these two games. So hopefully the tables will turn when we get into game five at our place.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs around 67. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 50. Slight chance of a shower, but windy on Sunday. We'll have cloudy skies and a high near 69. Sunday night, showers and breezy, a low of 50. Low 60s on Monday.
Currently 36 degrees.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, what is the view from across the pond for Democrats who live overseas? We're going to hear from George King IV from Democrats Abroad. Join us.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh, my goodness, a powerful run to the house.
And Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it's a safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Hawkeyes at Camp Randall. Our coverage begins at 4.
Now we'll get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 107.5 FM, 1260 AM, WLAK.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who loves to watch true crime, but only if it's shoplifting, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Friday, everybody. We are coming to you from beautiful Green Bay. It is another gorgeous day. Is this Wisconsin? I don't even know. Is this the Midwest? What is happening? Is the world ending? That's a question for you, Conrad.
I don't think so.
All right, good. Let's take the good weather.
Yeah. Can take it anywhere you know. I hope it's better tomorrow so I can go golfing maybe one last time.
I hope this doesn't mean it's going to be a horrible winter, like we'll be punished for having a great fall by 18,000 inches of snow or bitter cold. But right now, let's just enjoy it, folks. It's great to have you here, and I hope you had a wonderful Friday, a big weekend, a fun weekend, great movies opening. There is nothing not to be thrilled about. We have great movies opening in our theaters. There is a Cubs-Brewers game tomorrow night, some Game 5 baseball, the Badgers take on the Iowa Hawkeyes. You've got NFL football. So much exciting stuff, and it should be a gorgeous weekend. If you're not into sports or movies or anything, take a walk. Enjoy the fall colors. Just an amazing weekend on hand. No reason not to enjoy it. And let us help you ease into it. We got a really fun show tonight. I'm excited to welcome a couple guys, actually three guys, but one's here all the time anyway. His name is Conrad Krieger, and we will welcome two of his cohorts in a new sports show here at Civic Media called Make the Call. Greg Gunderson and Parker Olson will join me at 6:35, and the two of them and Conrad will tell me all and you all about this really cool new sports show. It's a sports roundtable. And it's going to cover all kinds of sports happening here in Wisconsin, from pros down to high school. We'll get into that and have a fun discussion and tell you more about it so that you can listen. When does it hit the air, Con?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the first episode.
Yes, 7 a.m.
Look at that. Great timing.
You can check it out on the Civic Media app. We also have a podcast being posted on the website as well, if you want to check it out later in the hours.
On the Civic Media website?
Yes.
All right. Very good. Well, that's good to know. So those guys will be here at 6:30. We'll have a great talk about this new show. Jimmy Cuska's involved. Mike Clemens might appear from time to time. You've got top to bottom talent, and it's going to be a blast. At 7:05, there's a really cool event happening at a really cool venue in Madison. The Bounty is a vintage clothing shop, and they're doing a really cool event for a new series they're hoping to get on the air that the Overture Center is involved with, and it involves classical music. I'll tell you all about it at 7:05, a really fun event tomorrow night in Madison if you're around. And then it is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here with great tunes like she always brings and really fun conversation. We love our Friday nights with Terry here at Nightlight. So with that in mind, let's get... it's weird when people walk up to the window and one guy left and he came back. and he pulled something out, and it was a camera. But I'm like, do I hit the deck here or what? Like, you don't know what the crazies are going to do, right?
I think they're going to steal your likeness.
Did you see that? They could steal that. Just don't kill me. That guy that just walked by, he had the triumvirate. I love it. He had the Packers hat, sweatshirt, and sweatpants on.
Oh, that's great.
Anytime a dude, a grown man, wears all three things of his team like that, and not just Packer, whatever team, I don't know, man. You're okay with that, though.
You know, my favorite thing is when you go to a game, it doesn't matter what team it is, and they're just dressed in full pads.
Pads?
Yeah. They got the shoulder pads.
Come on. Who does? People do that?
You haven't seen that?
I mean, the last time I was at a pro football game was probably 10 years ago.
I mean, they show it on TV. It's like, guys.
Oh, wow. Oh,
there was
yeah.
a guy this year that dressed in full pads. He had the knee pads, thigh pads, shoulder pads, and helmet.
That's really strange.
You know, when I was younger and I played football, I used to put a LaDainian Tomlinson jersey on over my shoulder pads.
Okay.
And just start
plowing over people.
Not people, things in my yard with the football.
Conrad, this is a grocery store. Relax. That's funny. We've got, while we're on the topic of sports, let's get into the Cubs Brewers right away because I know you're frustrated, but.
Very frustrated.
If you're a network right now or like. It's a series, and I know Brewer fans are very nervous. I still think you have the edge going into a game five. Your pitchers are probably fresher than the Cubs, I'm guessing.
Well, we went through a decent amount of pitchers.
Yeah, but you got, what's his name? Lederhosen or whatever. Wisniewski. What's his name? Mizorowski, that's it.
Did you say Lederhosen?
I don't know what his name was, but he throws heat.
Yeah, he does. He can get up to 105.
And he's fresh. He didn't pitch last night, did he?
No, he pitched game two, and now he's...
Now so how many innings can you get out of him tomorrow?
I'm hoping at least like six tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
I'm hoping it's not like a bullpen game where they just keep putting in new pitchers every
inning. Because I think that's what the Cubs are going to have to do. They're going to have to like do an inning or two at a time. And maybe that will be effective, but...
The biggest thing I didn't like last night was that lineup that the Brewers had was very questionable. I didn't like Bryce Terang batting at the cleanup spot. That wasn't my favorite. Kristen Yelich leading off wasn't my favorite either.
Haven't they been doing that? He let off...
Jackson Chirio was the leadoff for when we had for game one and game two when we, you know, at hot bats, Jackson Chirio let off.
Okay.
And Will Contreras was batting in the cleanup spot. And it's just Jory Ortiz... I love your glove. You can, you know, you're a gold glove contender, but I don't like the bat.
Well, it's funny because I didn't even think it was going to be a series. I thought, and the way the Cubs were playing, the way the Cubs were playing, I was like, I just hope they get a game. And then they got the game, and we were saying last night, I thought the Brewers were going to come out hungry, not wanting a game five. That's the weird thing about the series. Like, the Cubs looked completely outclassed in the first two games. Then last night, the Brewers couldn't even score a run, and now we're at game five. And it's like, as a sports fan, I love it, and I'm sure we all have our teams we want to win. But it's a series, and it's a fun rivalry. And somebody pointed out last night, it only started, and I forget about this sometimes, in like 1998 or something. The Brewers were still in the American League before that.
Yeah. You know what was really cool, though? The Yankees lost.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Here, that leads me to my next. My buddy Mike Schmidt posted this, and I'm not picking on Mike, but like, I can't stand when people post vague social media comments. Like, he's like, I am so sad tonight. I can't believe this happened. All my Saturdays are free now or something like that. Oh, my God, what happened? And I'm looking at the comments. People are saying so sorry. Like, they knew what he meant. He was talking. He's a big Phillies fan. And that was a horrible. I could not. Did you see the end of that game?
I think that pitcher had a little anxiety attack at the end.
Something.
He just chucked it away.
That's like Little League stuff. There were two outs, right?
He could have threw that underhand and made a better throw.
He could have done that, but if there's two outs, he had plenty of time to throw to first. And that's Little League stuff. Where am I going with it if it's hit to me? And he just blanked.
I think he just was, in that moment, had a little anxiety attack. And
I would have acted a lot cooler.
I have a friend that's a Phillies fan, and he, you know, wasn't happy.
If you're a Phillies fan, that's like the worst.
That's a tough way to end the season.
It is, and it's like, And for Mike, I feel bad, but like I it took me 20 minutes because he's a friend. I wanted to try to find out what was going on. And then I saw the Phillies highlights. I'm like, he's talking about a damn sporting event. And I thought he had a death in the family or something. But that's how people get on social media. They do that on Twitter too. Well, this isn't good. Like, what? What are you talking about? Like, nobody just knows what you're talking about.
You know what I did tweet last night?
What?
I wish I wasn't born in Wisconsin.
What does that mean?
I was so sad that we lost.
Wait a minute. The Brewers lose a game that's not even a series defining, the end of a series, and you wish you weren't born here? That's a little bit of an
overreaction. I've had too much heartbreak in the state with sports.
Oh, get out. Listen, dude. Okay. And I'm coming to you like this. Like, this state, Wisconsin has had pretty good for, I think Milwaukee is one of the smallest markets in basketball and baseball, right?
Yeah.
All right. They just won an NBA championship. Yeah, like, that's pretty sweet.
I was kidding, but, you know, I know, but the Brewers is tough because they never won something.
That I get. But, like, the Packers have two championships in the last, what, 30 years. Maybe they should have had more, you could argue, but still two Super Bowls. So you got to see that in the smallest market in the NFL. Then you got to see a Bucks champ. I mean, I don't think you're devoid.
I could say I wish Milwaukee was in Illinois.
What would that do?
That I would cheer for
them. Oh, I wish Milwaukee was. Then you cheer for the other Illinois team. Oh, I had a, I'm just happy to be here. I don't know if you guys are like this. When I sneeze, it is literally from the innards of my soul.
Yeah.
And I can't, everybody closes their eyes when they sneeze, but I inherited this from my dad. It's just a huge sneeze. It's like a full body experience. And today on the freeway or on the highway, I double sneezed. My eyes were closed for like 2 minutes. It was terrifying. It was horrible. And I
you gotta try to open them.
You know, yeah, then you break your corpuscles or whatever they are. But can you imagine hitting another car? And
sorry, I was sneezing.
Yeah, what's your story, son? You had too much drink? No, officer, I had a really big sneeze. I guarantee no one's ever said that.
I think you get a certain age and you just get that big sneeze at some point.
Yeah, I guess so. Or maybe
my dad sneezes pretty loud too.
Does he?
Yeah, I hope I never have to sneeze that loud.
Dude, you're gonna have to.
I kind of do a little quiet one.
Choo.
Not like that.
I bench 275, but this is how I sneeze. Choo. All right, it's time for the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Well, this is exciting, folks. It's National Angel Food Cake Day, and it's also National Cake Decorating Day. So our question tonight is, what is your favorite kind of cake? Frosting too, please. Please include frosting. 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app or drop us a stream comment if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X. It's a fun question leading into the weekend where everybody has their cheat day. You can think about a nice big piece of moist cake. And I'm going to go first, and I'm going to say chocolate devil's food cake with cream cheese frosting. I could eat an entire cake myself like that, and believe me, I've tried. What about you?
You know, I don't know what... I haven't had cake in a while, at least this type of cake.
Yeah.
I can't remember if there's frosting on it or not, but ice cream cake.
Yeah, ice cream cake's outstanding.
That's like... I believe my brother doesn't like regular cake. That's why we had ice cream cake when we were younger, when we had birthdays.
I don't think I've ever heard of that before. Someone who doesn't like cake, especially a kid.
I can't remember if I think it was him, but that was like my childhood, so I don't... But...
Give me his number. I'll talk to him.
Ice cream cake, like all birthdays that I've had. And, oh, Dairy Queen makes some good ones.
Oh, Dairy Queen. And then there's that brand Caravel or something. Those are really good, too. And there's a grocery store in Marinette Jack's. They have just individual pieces of cake. And I think it's Carnival. I think it's a company from New York. They make this, like, rainbow cake with, like...
Ooh.
It's so good. And then you got, like, actual sugar in the frosting, so it's kind of crunchy. Really good stuff. But let us know what your favorite cake is tonight, folks. That's our question of the night. And please include frosting, cake and frosting. The assignment is two-pronged. Let me know. 855-752-4842. We are coming back to read your texts, and I am going to tell you something. Let's talk about the Tush Push. Interesting development since we're doing a sports thing tonight. It's Pete Schwab at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for matinee on air.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
You ask me if there'll come a time when I grow tired of you.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab, a Friday night version. You're almost there, folks. Actually, you're probably there. We're almost there. We've got a little ways to go here before the weekend, but a big one on tap. As I mentioned before, there's all kinds of sporting events. There's great movies opening this weekend. Roof Man with Channing Tatum and Kirsten Dunst looks really cool, based on a true story about a guy who robs McDonald's stores by drilling in through the roof, a veteran who has this skill, I guess, and it's based on a true story. It's getting great reviews, and it sounds really cool. And then last night's popcorn pick of the week was from Matt Miller, who's a Milwaukee film critic, and we had a lot of fun talking to Matt, and he recommended the movie Good Boy, which is a PG-13-rated thriller about a dog, and it's all – the dog is like a hero, and it's all told from the point of view of the dog, and that's getting excellent reviews. So – good movies, lots of cool sports events, and a gorgeous weather weekend. So maybe our question, Conrad, should have been, what are your plans this weekend? Because frankly, you're spoiled for choice. But we went in a different direction. We decided to celebrate cake. It's National, is it Angel Food Cake? What is it? It's something cake. And it's also national. There's two, this is an equinox when these two holidays or these two national days fall on the same day. It's National Cake Decorating Day and National Angel Food Cake Day, I believe. Sorry.
You know what you can do to celebrate National Decorating Cake Day?
Please. What?
You can watch the new Netflix show, Is It Cake? Halloween Edition.
Oh, man. That is. I'm so not watching that.
Come on. You can gather the family. watch that around?
If I gathered my family to watch something like that, they'd be like, is that okay? Because they know I wouldn't watch something like that. Do you like those cooking shows?
No, yeah. Not at all. You know, I did like the Gordon Ramsay ones where it was Hotel Hell is what it was called.
Oh, yeah.
And you try to fix hotels that also have restaurants.
Right.
And it'd just always be hilarious, even though it was probably, you know, planned or whatever.
When right.
You have a blow up or something.
Well, our question tonight is, what is your favorite kind of cake? And please include a frosting choice. And it wasn't angel food cake. I forgot. I temporarily forgot. But it's National Angel Food Cake and Cake Decorating Day. Big cake day. I wanted to touch on this, though, because, and correct me if I'm wrong, I just glanced at the headline, but did the Eagles try 4 tush pushes in a row
yes.
and they came up broke?
Yep.
Wow. That is all the more reason that I'm glad they didn't outlaw that.
No, actually, they didn't come up broke. They did get a touchdown, but they tried it 4 times in a row and finally got it.
So it can be stopped. I mean, if you... I never understood that. Let's stop the tush push. Like, defend it.
It's funny that, you know, Packers were among the teams that wanted to ban it.
Oh, that's right.
And now a lot of people want to. Like, it's a headline of, should it have been banned at the beginning of the year? And people were, like, making fun of the Packers for asking that to be banned.
But what's the difference between a quarterback sneak and the tush push, except guys are behind? I mean, when a running back is about to be stopped, the guys come up. I mean, you got to outlaw all that. It just opens up a can of worms.
The one thing I'll say is, you know, it can be done, but it has to be done, like, right. It's the one thing that they're talking about now is how every single time you watch the Eagles do it, there's someone false starting and the refs don't call it. Every
right.
time.
So call it.
That is the biggest thing about it right now that they're talking about.
I guess. I mean, either call it or defend it. Get your pad level low, whatever all those cliches are. I mean, that's the whole game is
yeah.
trying to run the ball down the other team's throat.
Yeah.
You can't take away a play that is the epitome of that. I don't understand that.
So it's so, you know, fast and everyone's lined up against each other super like
amped
together.
Up.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
That's why it's hard for the refs to see who's going to false start on it. But then they replay and like, yeah,
replay
it's a false start. And
yeah.
then, it, you know, but.
Exactly.
I honestly think it will be banned next year after this year, after how many false starts they've missed on it.
What's the next? Try not to be so aggressive out there, guys. And I'm not one of those guys. I'm not like, I just think it's a little snowflakey. That's the game.
Yeah. No, I just don't agree with the false starts that are happening.
Of course.
The play is fine to me because it works.
Right.
Every time.
And kudos to the person who designed it. I mean, that's your whole, as an offensive coordinator, that's your whole job is to find a cool mm-hmm. play, you know? Here's the other thing I thought was funny from the world of sports. I guess LeBron James said he's got a big announcement. Did you see this?
I know what you're going to say. Yeah.
People are like, oh, is he retiring? Is he moving teams? Well, he just announced a new line of whiskey or bourbon.
Hennessy. Yeah.
And some guy got really ticked off. Some fan bought tickets because he thought it was going to be LeBron's last season. He anticipated and spent all this money and that wasn't it. Well, again, that's not LeBron's fault. Like, that's all people do is hype themselves up in the media or try to get publicity and stuff like that. And this guy's mad because he went out and tried to read LeBron's mind.
He spent $853 on tickets because obviously the Lakers didn't even know, so they brought up the prices for the final game of the year. And now, did you see what he's doing?
Suing, right?
He's suing LeBron.
I hope it goes to court.
So funny.
I hope LeBron has to take the stand. Our question tonight, folks, is what is your favorite kind of cake? Frosting too, please. I said chocolate devil's food cake with cream cheese frosting, my all-time favorite. You can even sprinkle some red and green sugar on there too and give it a little crunch like my mom used to do at Christmas. Conrad says ice cream cake, also dynamite. Janet on social media says white cake with white buttercream frosting.
That sounds good.
It does sound good. I do, as I get older, I do kind of like white cake. I always preferred chocolate, but... getting an affinity for white cake. George on social media says, what would happen if you mix angel food cake and devil's food cake mixed together? You'd have a human being with two sides, a very conflicted individual like me, George.
What shoulder are you picking?
Eat the cake. Shut up. Mike Desitel on social media says, my favorite cake is a pancake. My favorite topping is with fresh strawberries. Yeah, very well done, Mike. Good. That's awesome, too. Well, let us know what your favorite kind of cake is, folks, and frosting. When we come back, we're going to talk about the new Civic Media Sports Show, Make the Call, with three contributors, one of whom is sitting across the glass from me. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I really want to see you.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A deadly explosion at a military-grade explosives manufacturing plant about 50 miles west of Nashville. 18 people who were there when it exploded are now missing. The investigation into a cause is expected to take some time. As the government shutdown drags on, some 4,000 workers and seven government agencies will see reductions in force, according to documents in a union lawsuit. Meanwhile, no end in sight to the shutdown. The Senate won't be back till Tuesday. President Trump announcing a deal between the U.S. and a pharmaceutical giant.
AstraZeneca, the largest pharmaceutical manufacturer in the United Kingdom, is committing to offer Americans major discounts on their vast catalog of prescription drugs. One of the great companies, by the way.
AstraZeneca has also agreed to build a manufacturing facility in the United States. The U.S. deploying about 200 troops to help with the post-war transition in Gaza and monitor the ceasefire. Palestinians slowly returning to northern Gaza. This is ABC News.
Game 5 tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It's the Brewers and Cubs at American Family Field to decide their National League Divisional Series. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked about returning to Milwaukee for one final game against the Cubs.
You guys had the first two. They've had it the next two. Going into a winner-take-all game 5, how do you guys get that momentum back on your side?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that you can't force. You know what I mean? Momentum in baseball happens based on what's on the field. The Cubs earned it. They had their backs against the wall, and they played great these last two games. They pitched great. They played great. They played great defense. They hit in the clutch. They hit homers. They're built to be great, and they played great these two games. So hopefully the tables will turn when we get into game 5 at our place.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. John Candy's family still has trouble watching one of his biggest hits. Candy was self-conscious about his weight throughout his career and did not like the mud wrestling scene in Stripes. Candy passed away in 1994. He insisted on wearing a shirt throughout the entire scene due to his modesty, despite being encouraged to take it off by other filmmakers and cast. You can learn more about what made one of the most beloved Hollywood icons tick in the documentary John Candy, I Like Me, which dropped Friday, October 10th on Prime. When the live-action version of Snow White failed at the box office, Disney got cold feet and halted production on the live version of Tangled. Now it appears the production is back on and has its sights set on Scarlett Johansson for the role of Mother Gothel. There is no word yet on who will play Rapunzel or Flynn Rider or any other cast for that matter. Michael Gracie, who directed The Greatest Showman, will head up the project. You had me at Scarlett Johansson. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs around 67. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 50. Slight chance of a shower, but windy on Sunday. We'll have cloudy skies and a high near 69. Sunday night, showers and breezy, a low of 50. Low 60s on Monday.
Right now, it's 37.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. Did you know Packer Love is international? Join us Wednesday from the Marcus Theater in Waukesha for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life, the story of Japanese Packers fans.
There's a Wisconsin story about our state, our team, who we are, and then there's a universal story about people from all over coming together, regardless of culture, distance, language barrier, and finding amazing community over something completely unexpected.
Join us Wednesday, 2 to 4 for the Todd Allball Show.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight from HBO's Task, I welcome Jamie McShane and comedian and host of the WGN Morning Show, Mike Toomey. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Rich LoCascio. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I would like to introduce to you the Pine Tree Mauler from Marinette, Wisconsin. He is Pete Schwabba.
Did you do that because that was like kind of borderline sports related? Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. I am Pete Schwabba, and that was the lovely and talented Rich LoCascio with the tag there. So this is exciting, folks. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr is coming up at 7:35 with new music and outstanding conversation, as always. And we've got a really cool thing happening in Madison this weekend we're going to talk about at 7:05. But right now, I'm excited to welcome two of my next two guests. They are headed your way. There's a new sports show, and it's called Make the Call, and Conrad Krieger is involved, right?
That's correct.
It's pretty exciting. And the show is being brought to you by Civic Media, of course. And joining me now to discuss are two of its main contributors, in addition to several other contributors, right? We got Mike Clemens, Jimmy Cuska.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. I'm like the only person not involved in this show. I guess I shouldn't be offended or anything. But it's my pleasure to welcome Greg Anderson and Parker Olson, two fellow Civic Media colleagues. Welcome, guys.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you for having us, Pete.
Oh, my pleasure. So, okay, so before we jump into the show, and it sounds really cool, but tell me a little bit about yourselves individually first, like a little background, if you would.
Parker, do you want to go first? Because we should get the impressive resume out there at the front.
Okay, you have to stop building me up like that, man. So yeah, a little bit of sports background on me. I'm straight out of college. I just graduated from UW-Whitewater in May. And over there, I was doing a bunch of sports coverage. Was writing for the Royal Purple, is the student newspaper there. Then I was using social media a bunch. And for how much I use social media to cover like the big Whitewater sports, that actually got me a little bit of attention. And people started to realize, like, oh, that guy can actually kind of talk sports. Cool. Okay. And I'm like, oh, really? Cool. All right. That's fun. Nice. doing that earned me the nickname Whitewater Woj. If you're familiar with Adrian Wojnarowski, I became known as Whitewater Woj.
That's hilarious.
So I was doing a bunch of that.
He's on one of the sports podcasts. I think he's the Adrian Wojnarowski, right?
Yeah.
He covers the Bulls. I think he covered the Bulls for Yahoo or something, and they would say he came on the air and dropped Woj bombs. A little bit of a stretch, but it cracked me up. So, well, that's cool. What about you?
Big news.
Yeah, for sure. What about you, Gray?
Well, I'm afraid I don't have a surname like Wojnarowski to build off of, nor a resume like Parker's. But frankly, my best contribution and resume note as a member of the Make the Call team is as a fan. So I actually, within Civic Media, I'm primarily. I talk between songs. I show up on three of our different music stations and just give a little local personality between the songs of varying types. I do two country stations and one adult hits, 80s, 90s, and now type thing. And I basically was given the reins on 13 hours a day of radio. And they said, hey, good talk Lord. About what you want. Right. Keep it local. And I thought, okay, this is, you know, it might be too much. It might be too little. We'll see when I start writing things down. And what do you know? I had plenty to say, and it was mostly about football. So finally, a couple of weeks ago, I got an email after spending months over the course of 2 years on these programs, just 1 hour a day, Packers update, little bit of NFL, from the perspective of the ignorant fan who seeks to learn specifically. I lead with the fact that I don't know, but here's what I just learned, and I think you'll think it's cool. And even if you don't care about football, you'll probably like this. And that turned into an email from our sports director saying, hey, we're actually going to have you do this on purpose now. And I got to meet Conrad and Parker.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, Con, since you're part of this operation too, a little background, please, if you would, regarding, I mean, we know you on this show, but
yeah.
You're a huge sports fan and you have a sports background. You played sport, right?
I played sports, yes. Okay. I mean, it goes back to when I was young. You know, I watched sports all the time as a little kid, watching it with my father and my mom. But in college, I went to school for journalism. And with that, I just went full sports on every single thing I wrote, every single video I made, everything like that. Did stuff for Milwaukee baseball, the UWM team, the Panthers.
Yeah.
Go Panthers.
Nice.
So I'm a huge sports fan, and I love to write about it, love to talk about it. So
that's excellent. You guys, this is such a great idea, and we'll get into the show now. But I remember, like, when I would be a guest on shows and I would go in, and these guys would like have their favorite team sweatshirt on and a baseball hat, and then they talked about sports, and that was their job. I'm like, this is like the coolest thing ever. So tell us about the show. Make the Call. I love the title. What will the format be like?
Roundtable. In a one-word answer, roundtable is okay. The idea. And that's part of why Jimmy Cusco was so comfortable. Well, he did want to be here, certainly. He was comfortable missing because he said that this is not his show. And I'm kind of glad that he's not here because, Jimmy, we get to say this without you here. We know it's yours for now, at least. We like yes. He's leading the charge. Jimmy leads the team, and I think the three of us are probably glad for that because he's got an idea that is bringing sports to the Civic Media Network. But roundtable, simple, weigh in if you feel like it. We basically spend 5 minutes before the show goes live. Here's the things we're talking about. Put your initials under each one so we know who's going to probably talk. And that's about it. A little bit of guidance that we provide ourselves and carte blanche from there.
So what can we expect on a weekly basis? Like you guys open up, it's round table. I get that, but will it primarily be seasonal? Like right now it's Packers, Brewers, obviously. Will you hit on other sports? Will you cover just the big ones?
Oh yeah. We definitely want to evolve as the season evolves. We got to be covering the hockey stuff eventually, which means I'm going to have to learn hockey way more than I know already, which might be a little tough, but you know what? Big sports guy. So we're happy to learn.
You can fake it. Come on, man.
We're going to be picking up those bucks too.
Sorry about that, Parker. The only real consistency in the content, though, is the state of Wisconsin. And from every scale, Packers, Brewers, Bucks, but also down to 8-man football teams in your local market in certain circumstances. Jimmy has brought on a couple different people for interviews who have, like a gentleman who has just been recently quite involved in the new playoff football matrix system for Wisconsin high school sports. So, of course, Jimmy is a high school sports coach himself, a head coach, matter of fact. And so he's directly involved in that. But those are the sorts of people Jimmy wants to be talking to and exposing more people to, because he feels, and we all feel, that deserves attention. How did this come to be is something I find fascinating, and we think fans will too.
I love it. And it's just, it goes along with civic media, with the community, you know, whether it's the state of Wisconsin or smaller communities down to high school sports. Have you ruled out Pop Warner? Would you cover some Pop Warner football?
I guess we haven't talked about it. We're going to need to talk about something.
Come on. Those kids are leaving it out on the field, man.
I would. I mean, how long until it's replaced with flag football? That's careful. This is going to turn into an episode of Make the Call here. Whoa.
So will you guys just have, will it be the same people every week, or will you have guests, or I assume you'll have rotating hosts because you guys are all busy, but like, will you have like, let's say a Packer on or a Badger or someone like that?
I would love to have that. I don't know if we're going to be there right now, but I would love to have some Packers on.
Go for like the third string guys. Get the fourth string running back, man. He needs some Twitter followers, right?
Or those retired guys who played for three other teams as well, but live in Wisconsin when they're like, there's definitely, I know the niche. I've got, you're exposing to me that I haven't thought about these things that I already have access to.
So how many of you guys, Con, will be on at any given time? Like every week, will there be 4, 3, 5, or is it whoever's available?
Well, yeah, we kind of, you know, depending on our schedule, but we can see other civic media people that like sports as well. Maybe we invite them to join the roundtable.
Sure.
They don't have to have extreme knowledge of sports, but maybe just a passion for it.
Okay. You guys have my email, right?
Yeah, we could see Pete on Make the Call.
Please, certainly. We'd love to hear your sports connection.
My guests are all contributors to the new show here at Civic Media, Make the Call, a sports show, a roundtable discussion show about sports. It's going to be great. Conrad is part of it. Greg Gunderson is here, as is Parker Olson. So, so how long will the show be and how often will it air? When can we find it, you guys?
We've got an hour-long show every Saturday morning. It'll be right at 7 o'clock. With that first segment of the show, we'd go through the top seven stories that we've got in Wisconsin sports. So we do our top seven at 7, which is how we kick things off. And I think that's a really fun way to do it. Jimmy is the creative mind behind this. I think we need to give more credit to Jimmy. He's got a really awesome lineup for us. And I think it's going to be a ton of fun every day, every Saturday at 7 o'clock. So morning, though.
7 a.m. Yeah.
7 a.m.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Take my email off that list. So kidding, obviously. So how do you guys, I mean, it's so great that there are so many sports shows, but if you're starting your own sports show, that's got to be a challenge. How do you differentiate it from all the other sports shows that are on?
It's easy to say you do something different, but without actually having something concrete that is different, I can't necessarily point to something. I know that I do definitely have to have a certain amount of guidance from the things I don't like. Honestly, I don't like to define what I'm doing by what I dislike, but when I watch so many manufactured arguments on sports shows, like, okay, I know you got to write about something in the off season, but there's material there. It just, I get that the effort might be extreme, but that's what I want. Show me that sports writer that's going to find something that's going to squeeze the blood out of the stone. So maybe we're, am I saying we're going to attempt miracles? Not quite, but be honest, honest reviews, even in the off season, not make up. I'm not going to disagree with Parker because that would be good content ever. And I think that precept should guide us just fine.
I think there's room for a show like that, though, because you're right. And everybody can see through when people are trying to get clicks or just saying stuff to be controversial. I mean, do you agree with that, Parker? Like, I think people want to see a good discussion.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And Gray, I appreciate that because I really don't like conflict. So if we're disagreeing with us, that's awesome. But yeah, it can just get tiresome sometimes. Like you turn on ESPN right now and then it's like, oh God, why are we still talking about Giannis not wanting to be in Milwaukee? He wants to be in Milwaukee. Can we actually talk about what's going on?
Yeah, right. What do you guys?
That is my litmus test. If I ever feel like arguing with Parker, I'll know I'm in the wrong. Just before we start, just like he doesn't deserve.
Wow, that's a big admission up front before episode number one. What are you hoping this show does not become? Like, you've got all these ESPN shows and these Fox Sports shows. Is there one that just you don't want any part of or one you want to emulate?
Do you guys have an immediate answer? Because I do have answers, but it's tough to paint a target out there. And even those ones who I would say I would emulate come with their catches, like Pat McAfee comes to mind. But I know when people hear that name, there's like three things that they're like, I don't know. And yeah. I know, me too. But that's what I want to be about this whole time. Whatever I'm doing, I want to appreciate the nuance. I don't want to pretend I'm 100% for or against something because that's just not how we work. And I know I'm not in a political show. We're talking sports, but politics are intertwined with life. And I feel like we need to sort of be more honest about whatever we're doing. And I'm like, yeah, I'm an honest, ignorant fan trying to learn about football. I can see the middle linebacker running the pole, but I'm still not sure it's cover three. Like, and I'll admit that to you. And hopefully you can learn with me.
That's great. We have about 30 seconds. And then we'll do a quick break. And I'd love to have you guys back on for a few more minutes. But if you can address quickly the political thing, sometimes sports and politics do intersect. How are you going to deal with that?
Carefully.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that stuff because I like to know about politics and I obviously really like sports. So I'm a kind of a fan of when that happens, but we'll be careful.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. You got time. Yep. All right. Greg Gunderson is here. Parker Olson, two contributors to the new Civic Media sports show. Make the Call. Conrad Krieger is also part of it. We're coming back to talk a little more to these guys in a couple of minutes. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not
completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lierley.
At what point are we as a society going to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, something's wrong here? This is just the latest attack on women, on trying to control our bodies. They want women to have more babies. They don't want us to have birth control. They don't want us to get abortions. They don't want us to take medications. They want us to be in pain. They don't want us to have hospitals to be able to go to. They're defunding all of our rural hospitals.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We can do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, home of the Midwest Farm Report. Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.5 WLAK.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.5 WLAK. Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 107.5. WLAK.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
You got a new favorite song, don't you, dude? I love it. Peach Waba and Nightlight, welcome, folks. Great to have you with me on this Friday night. We are talking about a really cool new sports show here at Civic Media called Make the Call. The kid Conrad Krieger is involved, and two of the other gentlemen who are also hosts on the show are with us right now, too, Greg Gunderson and Parker Olson. So it's interesting, you guys, we kind of ended that quickly on politics, but I know that some people don't like that. They say, keep your politics to yourself, like when it's the rock stars or sports figures or whatever. But why would they? You know what I mean? And you don't have to do a deep dive into it, but it's okay for them to express themselves, I would think.
Yeah, my perspective on like athletes getting into politics is you've got a platform. Use it. Like, that's kind of the whole thing about democracy is if your voice should be heard, right?
Yeah.
But too, on the other side of that is fans, maybe you don't want to know what Jordan Love thinks about politics. Fine. Okay. Just don't listen then.
Right.
That's all I'm worried about. It's like, you know,
assuming
what?
Assuming that is a choice.
Yeah.
You don't have to engage with that, you know? And I mean, I've definitely been tempted in moments to share political thoughts on my moments in radio. And I've had some colleagues and some mentors share with me their experiences with the same. And I've kind of diverged from that, but I definitely tend to in general. So why would I expect other people to keep it to themselves? You know, I know if I've got a million people and I know that they'll listen. Okay, first of all, I worry about what I would be like if that were the case. I think that kind of would be entirely intoxicating. I don't think humans are built for it, and I think I'm a human. But I think I would still, even knowing that, try to affect some sort of change. You know, I think I'd sleep better knowing that I tweeted in support of some cause, you know, and that's ridiculous, but that's the 21st century. If that's
right,
what else are you doing? You know, that's, you know, I think of stories of Bill Murray wandering in, eating people's French fries and saying, no one will ever believe you. It's like, what are you doing with your fame? Do something with it at least.
Does your title indicate in any way that the show is interactive? It's called Make the Call. Will you encourage people to call, or is it pre-recorded, or is it live?
We'll get to live at some point. You're gonna have to manage to get all four of us, including Jimmy, to actually wake up at like 6 a.m. on a Saturday if we're gonna do live. So that might be kind of tough.
But again, right though, the show's designed to operate without him, though. It could theoretically work.
He's a pretty busy guy. It's probably good that you have those plans too. So
I'm with Parker though. It's Jimmy's show for now. Like it's like planning the skydive. You know, you say through the whole process, we're gonna jump out of this plane. Cool, I agree with you. But then when you try to push me out of it, no, like no, we need the plane.
What are your favorite sports to cover? All three of you guys. Let's start with Khan.
I would say basketball for sure. That's been my favorite sport since I was a youngin.
Nice.
But football then next, and then baseball.
Okay. What about you, Parker?
I mean, football's always been my number one. Baseball, probably my two. I've got, I played tennis for pretty much my whole life, basically, at this point. So tennis is something that I would like to get into covering more. So,
nice.
What do you got, Gray?
Football. And I'm a bad golfer. That's what I play. But as far as why I'm here, football.
So what do you do? I feel like if I was ever on a sports show or hosting, I would fight tooth and nail to gravitate away from, I don't know, it would be tough to cover sports I don't like, but you kind of have to do that, don't you? I mean, you got to interest everybody, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And something that our show is trying to focus on too, is it's not necessarily just Wisconsin sports. Obviously we're talking about Badgers, Packers, Brewers, but we also want to get into like the nitty gritty of Wisconsin sports. We've got a segment about high school sports. We've got a segment about called Campus Connection that focuses on some of those smaller colleges in the state of Wisconsin, particularly the YX schools, the UW system schools. We'll be talking a bunch about them. So I think that could be kind of our niche. And I know Conrad and Gray, you might not know a ton about those Division III schools quite as much. So maybe that's how you start learning about stuff, right?
There you go.
These guys have a lot to teach me. We each bring something different to the table, and I'm not going to teach them anything about football, but they're still listening to me patiently, and we'll see how long that lasts.
I have plenty to learn from you about football.
Gray Gunderson, Parker Olson, and Conrad Krieger are here talking about the new Civic Media show, Make the Call, a sports roundtable show that will air on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. It's going to be great. Do you guys have predictions? Speaking of the biggies, do you have a prediction for tomorrow night, Cubs-Brewers? Oh, man. Are you guys that stressed out?
Yes. The answer is yes.
Oh, man.
I entered our chat room this morning, and they said, Gray, are you also reeling? And I got to tell them, I was like, I'm insulated from this. I don't like baseball quite enough to be hurt by this yet. So, like, I was almost enjoying that I don't know enough to be hurt quite yet.
Wow. Thank you for your honesty. What about you, Parker?
I think Conrad and I are kind of in the same boat that we're hopeful, but we might need to cross our fingers and our toes to be happy on Saturday night.
It just seems like we lost all momentum and there's nothing going right our way.
You know what? It's such a weird series, and I'm a Cubs fan because I grew up the first part of my life in Chicago, and like I didn't think the Cubs would go down 0-2, and I didn't think the Brewers would get shut out last night. Like, it's such a weird series. You don't know. I thought the Brewers were going to come out last night and grab the bull by the horns and not want a game five. And they looked lifeless, or they couldn't score a run. So it's like, who knows what to expect tomorrow? It should be interesting.
Yeah. You know, the Brewers are, they're very streaky, as the season has shown us with how many wins they happen to get. and losses were certainly the same way. And unfortunately for the Brewers, they looked a lot like the September version of themselves when they went 500 in the month.
Yep.
So.
Guys, this was fun. Best of luck with Make the Call. It sounds great. I can't wait to listen. Thank you for taking time out tonight to be with me, and have a great night. Conrad, don't you go anywhere, though. You're not. You got to stick around for a little while. Good luck, guys. Break a leg. All right. We'll talk
soon.
Thanks,
Steve, for having us.
You got it. All right. We're coming back with Jay Henley, a really cool event happening tomorrow night in Madison, and we'll tell you all about that. And it's a bar band, Friday Night Terry Bar, coming up at 7:30. It's Peach Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Trump administration making good on its threat to slash federal jobs during the government shutdown. According to a union lawsuit, the Office of Management and Budget saying over 4,000 workers across seven federal agencies got pink slips. Meanwhile, the Senate won't be back to vote on the government shutdown until Tuesday at the soonest. Palestinians by the tens of thousands returning to the heavily destroyed northern Gaza Strip as a U.S.-brokered ceasefire came into effect. All the remaining hostages held by Hamas are expected to be released within days. 18 people missing after a deadly explosion at a Tennessee munitions plant. Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis says the investigation is expected to last for days.
It's probably been one of the most devastating situations that I've been on in my career.
The number of dead unclear. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a package of bills to cut red tape, speed up the rebuilding in the wildfire-ravaged Los Angeles area. This is ABC News.